From JMI Wealth, I sound like Biden there for a moment, didn't I? Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Are these golden times at Fonterra? Is this a purple patch of purple patches?
Definitely a purple patch. Let's talk Fonterra. Yesterday, you picked up on the announcement from Fonterra that over the weekend, the forecast farm gate milk price payout was lifted. So the target range was lifted and narrowed. So it's now sitting between $9 and $10. So midpoint of $9.50. You factor in the projected distributional dividend from Fonterra to farmers and you get the largest ever payout. So good for the dairy sector, Mike. Good for New Zealand and a sorely needed tailwind in a struggling economy. But that wasn't the only announcement from Fonterra yesterday. They also updated the market on news on this recent strategic decision to investigate options for the divestment or the sale of their global consumer division, which includes all the major brands that everybody recognises, things like Anchor and Mainland. So that they told us that on the 30th of September. Now, yesterday they confirmed that divestment will go ahead. Now, where we all in my world get a little excited, Mike, is they talk of a trade sale or an IPO. Now, an IPO being an initial public offering, which means it becomes a company listed on an exchange. No word as to which share market would be contemplated. If we assume the NZX, though, that will be the best news we've seen for the NZX for quite some time. And if you think about the value of this, I mean, valuations have been discussed. Yeah, what are we talking about? I think they've had a valuation in excess of $3 billion. If you put a $3 billion company onto the NZX, you've got a big company in the context of the NZX. So we all get very excited about that. They've commenced the process. They've appointed investment bankers. Not only that, but a successful sale would see capital potentially returned to shareholders. So that'd be a nice little windfall for farmers as well. And if I look at the Fonterra shareholder units, the ones that trade on the NZX currently, they yesterday moved up to $5.10. That's up over 2%. More importantly, though, it's back to highs that we haven't seen since 2021. It hasn't really spent any time around those levels since 2018. So in answer to your question, yes, yeah, a purple patch for Fonterra. The sort of change strategy and the simplified strategy working very well for them. And we all benefit from that, Mike.
This is the truth. When they do well, we all do well. Quarterly
Correct.
Survey. What's the vibe ahead of the big announcement from the RB?
Yeah, for monetary policy aficionados out there, the key point and then in the local monetary policy calendar, obviously 27th of November, last chance for the RBNZ to reset the official cash rate this year before a lengthy hiatus until February. Now, the market and the RBNZ do seem aligned that the process of normalising interest rates will continue. It's just a debate of how much. Arguments for greater than 50 basis point cut do really revolve around the level of urgency that's needed to get the OCR to that neutral rate, which we say is in the mid-threes at 475. We're a heck of a long way from there, aren't we? So key stuff that goes into this, Mike, we had to get those labour market numbers, the unemployment rate rising a little slower than had been forecast. What we do know is that a key input into this decision is inflation expectations. It's a very important aspect of their forecasting. They need to see inflation expectations where you and I think inflation will be. They need to see those anchored around the target midpoint. Now, historically, they focused on two-year inflation expectations. They survey the market on this. The latest survey was released yesterday. Two-year ahead inflation expectations. They increased marginally. They went from 2.03 to 2.12, but I still think you can describe that as well anchored around 2%. I mean, the one-year ahead expectations fell from 2.4 to 2.05. That reflects the recent move lower in inflation. Some of the longer dated stuff, the five-year, 10-year ahead, they did rise, but the RBA's got less focus on those. So they are very well anchored there. They ask a couple of other questions, Mike. They ask, where's the OCR expected to be? The response they got was 4.2 by the end of the year. That's consistent with a 50 basis point move. They said, where do you think the OCR will be in September next year? The response was 3.33. So expectations that they will get it down to that sort of neutral rate. There is nothing in those numbers released yesterday, Mike, to stop the continuation of the OCR reduction. just a function of how far and how fast. So that is good news for that OCR to get lower.
Numbers, please.
So the Trump bump continues. The Dow Jones up 350 points as I look at it, 44,338. That's up about 0.8%. The S&P 500 up 0.25% over the 6,000 mark, 6,010 as I look at it. The Nasdaq just down very slightly, 0.1%, currently at 19,261. The FTSE 100 also gained overnight, up 0.59%, 8,120. The Nikkei, small, right, very, very small lift, 39,533, 0.5% lift in the Shanghai Composite, 3470 there. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.35%, 8266. The NZX 50, we lost 84 points, 0.2%. The NZX 50 at 12,686. Kiwi dollar, 0.5961 against the US, 0.9069 Aussie, 0.5594 euro, 0.4630 pounds, 91.68 Japanese yen. Gold is falling, $2,616, as is Brent crude, Mike, $71.78.
Well done, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.